Southwest, it's Triple M, and one of the great pleasures of my job is talking to some of the most fascinating people on the planet. Now, something really cool happened, I think it was around about 8 o'clock last night, and we're in a very different place now than we were in the 60s when man landed on the moon and the whole world stopped and held their breath and watched as these steps were taken, because we landed the Perseverance rover on Mars in February, and geez, if you weren't up to date with the fast news cycle, you might have missed it. So let's just stop, put a pin in it, and introduce Dr. Gail Iles, senior lecturer at RMIT University, to talk to us about the Ingenuity helicopter. Good morning, Gail.
Good morning, Angie.
So let's backtrack a little bit and talk about the significance of what actually happened last night. Like I was saying, you know, technology moves so quickly for us day to day, and I think we just get a bit lost in it all.
That's right. Well, late last year, the Perseverance rover was launched from Earth and spent around 5 months travelling to Mars. It landed on the surface in February, but it was carrying a very special package, and that was the Ingenuity helicopter. Now, what's special about that, you'll ask? Well, the helicopter is actually the first powered aircraft that's on another world. And last night, what we saw for the first time was that helicopter to rotate its blades, and it actually took off from the surface of Mars, hovered for a while, and then landed back down again. And can you imagine being on that project team, spending the last 6 years working on that helicopter and not even knowing if you're baby was going to work at the end? And it did, and the team was jubilant. If you watched the footage, it was wonderful.
I have seen some video footage of their faces this morning, and it's absolutely unreal. You know, these are some of the, you know, the brightest minds in science on the planet, and to see them like acting like big kids, you know, high five it. Well, no, they weren't high fiving because they're all wearing coronavirus masks and stuff.
Yes,
but like air high fiving and celebrating.
Exactly. You could see they just wanted to hug each other and slap each other on the back and couldn't do it. So there was a lot of restraint, but absolutely.
Can I find out, like, so what's the significance of this? You know, did they do it just to see if they can, or, you know, what was the purpose of this?
So this particular flight is what was called a technology demonstrator. What that means is there's no fancy science on board. There's nothing going to change the laws of physics or anything. But what it does is it basically proves that they can do something.
Okay.
So the ultimate goal is to have, you know, multiple drones and helicopters on Mars. And the idea of those drones and helicopters is to scout out good places for future missions to land, and in particular for future humans to land.
Oh.
So in round about 2035... is the ballpark year where we're aiming to try and send people to Mars.
Isn't that something to think about?
It's amazing.
Yeah. I would imagine that, like, taking off in a helicopter, if anyone's done that here, it's all about the air around us and, you know, the engineering of the rotor blades and the downforce and all that sort of stuff. My understanding of Mars and the atmosphere is next to nothing, but I would imagine that it's not just a standard helicopter taking off situation.
No, that's absolutely right. Only 1% of the atmosphere that we have on Earth on Mars. So, like you say, helicopters don't fly the same way. So what you need is to generate the same amount of lift, you need a massive wingspan ratio to lift to achieve the same effect. So the little helicopter on Mars has a wingspan of 1.2 meters, but those blades are having to spin really, really, really fast to generate the same amount of lift that they would need to on Earth. So they're actually spinning at nearly 2,500 revolutions per minute, whereas a helicopter on Earth, those blades are only spinning about 400 to 500 revolutions per minute.
Yeah, right. So are they going to try and fly it again, or is that mission complete and on to the next phase?
There's about three more flights planned. So the first one yesterday was simply power up the rotors, go up a bit, come down a bit. So it was the absolute basic flight. The next one is going to go up, go away from the rover for a while, and then come back to the rover, so maybe 100 meters or so. And then there'll be another two flights, and each time they'll go a little bit further from the rover each time and just check that they can come back. And whilst it's away, just send some signals back to the rover and just make sure that we can continue talking with it. And wow, this is all preparation for future missions where, you know, imagine you've landed a rover on Mars and the rover's trundling along and maybe it gets into a bit of trouble, or maybe there's a crater appears that they weren't expecting. They can send the little drone out, send the helicopter out. It can scout the way ahead and say, oh, no, that the walls of this crater are a bit too steep and you won't manage it, rover. So head back and find a different spot.
Oh, it's pretty fascinating stuff. And thanks for breaking it down for us this morning.
Pleasure. As